Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly. Thank you for joining us here
really
in the offseason.
Really excited, Jackie. Really excited.
There's a
Patriots
lot going
Today
on.
In the offseason.
There's a lot going on here, clearly. We have entered upon that time where it's time to talk a little free agency. So over the next couple of weeks, we're going to break down some of the Patriots free agents today. We're going to start with the offensive line. We've got Ryan Wendell and Will Zvitek. How do you feel about both of these guys? Let's start with Wendell.
Yeah, I think that he's a guy, obviously, he started at center the last couple of years, and he's a guy that's played a lot of snaps. He's played virtually every snap during that time. He's been a pretty reliable guy. Now he gets into a situation where he might be able to get some more money out there on the open market. It's going to be an interesting situation to sort of monitor that. If someone wants to give him, sort of a lucrative free agent contract or, some kind of offer, I think he could go. Now, it would certainly make a lot of sense to me if the Patriots wanted to value that. The reliability, the guy is out there every day. He doesn't never even miss his practices. So he's a very reliable guy. So I could see the Patriots wanting to have him back. But if not, I think you have some flexibility with a guy like Dan Conley who could move to center. Marcus Cannon has played guard and tackle. So you have some options there as well. Svitek?
Right,
I think he's more of a veteran guy. He's a backup, and I think he can get probably a cheaper backup than Will. Certainly, he's a very talented backup.
Right.
He's a guy who has a lot of starting experience. But to me, for the Patriots, generally, they'll have guys that make a little bit less money in those backup roles.
Well, Zvitek is a guy who really didn't have a whole lot of experience this year unless it was for extra points or field goals.
Right.
He came in for Marcus Cannon, who was essentially in for Sebastian Vollmer. You've got to assume that Sebastian Vollmer will be back, obviously, next year off of IR. But also a new offensive line coach. How much does that play into, the future of these guys with the Patriots?
What's that coach's name?
DeGuglielmo.
Googs.
I'm still working on it.
Googs. We're going with Googs.
Yeah.
This is going to be, I think, a very underrated storyline as we head into the offseason. Probably not all that underrated. I think a lot of people realize just the caliber of coach the Patriots have lost from their staff in Dante Scarnecchia. And I think it's DeGuglielmo.
We're still debating
apologize for that. But I think Googs is going to have a lot of work to do.
That's what we'll go with.
He obviously has big shoes to fill, and this is something, with that offensive line, they protect Tom Brady. That's the team's biggest asset,
right.
So no small task there.
All right, so that is one position to watch. We will break down others. That'll do it for Paul and myself for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.